From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Almost a quarter of professionals say they've left a job because of a difficult commute. That's according to a survey by the staffing firm Robert Half. So how do workers and employers deal with the commuter grind? Marketplace's Emma Jacobs reports.
Alex Irwin spent 6 years commuting from Philadelphia to the suburb of Malvern. It took him about an hour by car, or 2 hours if he took public transit.
I listened to the full Game of Thrones series at least once. Each audiobook is like 25 to 40 hours.
Irwin works in marketing. He really liked the job, but the commute wore him down. So 3 years ago, he took a new position with a company in Philadelphia, much closer to where he lives.
It's way nicer. I take the trolley every morning.
More than half the people who responded to the survey said their employers had done nothing to make their commutes easier. But some businesses say they are trying, especially when they're competing for talent. Becky Master is Director of Human Resources for Delta Dental of Washington, an insurance company in Seattle.
We adopted a telework program, and we fully pay for all the different public transportation options.
She says commute matters both in hiring and keeping longtime employees happy.
I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.